So, yeah, Proverbs chapter 6, we're going to look at 6 to 11. We're going to look at some other Proverbs verses as well. Bit of an unusual sermon. It is a tricky book, the book of Proverbs, I guess, bring a gospel application, because sometimes, you know, everything we want to be looking at is connected to Christ, and so how do you connect Proverbs to Christ? How do you connect ants to Christ? So we're going to look at that. So I'm going to read Proverbs 6, 6 to 11. Has anyone got the page? Ah, you've got it right there. Very good. 590. Go to the ant, you slacker, which you've just read. Observe its ways and become wise. Without leader, administrator or ruler, it prepares its provision in summer. It gathers its food during harvest. How long will you stay in bed, you slacker? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest, and your poverty will come like a robber, your need like a bandit. Proverbs 6 to 11. Then we look at Proverbs 13 to 4. You can go across there if you want to. The slacker craves, yet has nothing, but diligence is fully satisfied. And then Proverbs 14, 23. There is profit in all hard work, but endless talk leads only to poverty. And very much the same thing is said again in Proverbs 30 about the ants, which is right at the end of Proverbs. Four things on earth are small, and it goes through and talks about those four things, but one of them it mentions the ants are people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. Let's pray. Father, we pray these words will encourage us and will equip us for life. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom of them. And we pray that we can see Christ in this, and most importantly, and also apply them to our lives in Christ. And we pray these things through Jesus our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I wonder if you know the season you are in right now. You might look at the calendar and look at the weather and say, well, we're in summer. But I think there's bigger seasons than simply the weather. There's probably the seasons of your youth, the seasons when you begin a career, a new career maybe, or go into college. There's the season of midlife crisis, possibly, for some. Season when you got grandchildren, seasons of retirement and aged care, as I know of my mum. What's the season of your life in 2020? Maybe it's one of those I've just mentioned. Maybe it's something else. Are you prepared for the next season in your life? Have you done all that's necessary to be prepared for the season ahead? We've just read about wisdom, the wisdom we can learn from ants. Now, I think when Solomon writes often in Proverbs, he writes with some sarcasm. And I think he's doing it here. He's having a crack at the lazy person by telling them, have a look at the ants. Think about that. You're a human. You're made in the image of God. You are given the ability to rule over God's creation, as in Genesis 2. But if you want to know how to work, if you want to know how to work and be productive in life, then go look at that little ant you squash under your shoes. Even that little ant will show you how to live wisely. See, I think Solomon wants to sort of belittle belittle us if we're lazy towards the seasons of life. That small ant is far smarter and wiser than the human sloth. That ant works hard and prepares for the seasons ahead, and the ants are self-controlled creatures with their resources. So there are three things God can teach us from the ants in Proverbs. Firstly, ants have no leader. So we can do far greater than the ants if we have Jesus as our King. Secondly, ants prepare and gather because they know the seasons. And so we should be much more wiser than them. And ants help us prepare for the spiritual seasons of life. So sort of maybe a bit of an application there. and sort of connected up with Christ. So 3 points I want to look at today. So are you smarter and wiser than the ants? Proverbs tells us that ants are smarter than most humans, especially the lazy ones. That's a very sad reality. Ants work hard, they know if it rains, well, they know what they need to do. The ants know the seasons they are in, and they work hard according to each season. And they seem to be always working. They're very productive, they're never lazy and never slack. And so Solomon is pointing out this natural creature to sort of, I suppose, criticise or have a go at the slacker. So our first observation of the ants is they have no ruler or leader. That's our first point. Go to the ant, you slacker. Observe its ways and become wise. Without a leader, administrator or ruler, it goes about its business. Ants live under no real leadership or rule. They are small, capable, productive, forward-planning creatures. And like the kids rightly pointed out, but wait a minute, don't they have a queen ant? Well, has Proverbs sort of got all this wrong? Has God's word got it, you know, wrong? I think, like I said to the kids, the queen ant is a modern idea. I don't think the queen ant, how I understand the nature, doesn't do anything apart from multiply. Doesn't give out commands. She's just there for their shares, for their survival, for future generations. She is the baby producer. So, and if you ever get like your pet ants and put them in your little ant farm, they just work about their queen. They don't need a queen to tell them what to do. They just go about and do their business. Ants do it all out of instinct and necessity to live and survive. And Proverbs is making a point. Ants are much smarter than the slacker. If the ants have no leader and are able to do great things together, then surely we can do even greater things if we have Jesus as our King. And that's a bigger picture we want to see for this. Having Jesus as our King means we aren't slackers. We get up, we go to work because Jesus is our King. We work to be fruitful and productive to bless our culture. This takes us right back to Genesis 2, where Adam and Eve had work to do, didn't they? Had work to do. God blessed them and blesses us with work. We are designed for work. We are designed to work for our Creator God because we are like Him who has worked everything into existence. This is what Jesus said in John 5:17. My Father is still working and I am working also. So work is a good thing. It's part of God's creation. And Solomon wants to make us known that work is good and not to be lazy about it. And work is simply not getting paid for something. Kath works, like many women, as a mum, and she manages our house. She teaches our kids. She probably teaches me as well. She's a nurse. She's a carer for our kids. She's my financial planner. She's my purchasing department. She's a hospitality manager. She's the food, the cleaning, all the arrangements. She's my PA. She plans out all my things I've got to do, and a whole lot more. And that's all work. That's all hard work. And she works hard, but she doesn't get paid for it, apart from me loving her. You see, I think even when we think about work, it challenges our thinking, because we think work, you know, we think of getting paid, we think of careers, we think of money, but that's not the way God sees it. Paul worked for the gospel and sometimes and often didn't get paid to preach the gospel. He worked day and night telling people about Jesus, encouraging them, and he often had to work to cover his ministry. Having Jesus as King, we are also blessed to work for him, and that's got to be a great blessing. So as we go into our careers, as we go into our work, whether it's paid or unpaid, wherever we are, we work for Jesus. Because unlike the ants, we have a King. And so clearly we can work far greater and wiser than the ants. Because Jesus is our King. We can work hard. We can take the gospel. That's Jesus' message of hope. Hope that we can be made right with God, the gospel. And so when it comes to work, when it comes to Jesus our King, it's hard to think that we could ever be lazy or a sloth. But that doesn't mean we burn out. God wants us to be wise and good stewards even of our time and energy. It means we love working under Jesus King. So point one, we can work better and wiser than the ants because we have Jesus our King. Okay, so point two, another point in Proverbs is that ants wisely prepare and gather. It prepares its provisions, verse 8, in summer, and it gathers its food in harvest. Another interesting comparison with ants and us is ants don't have calendars. They don't have diaries. They don't have phone reminders. They don't have weather reports.
They have
Rogers. Hey?
They don't have Rogers.
Yes. And yet ants are able to plan, gather, and prepare for life. The ants know when they must work hard in the seasons because afterwards there is nothing to gather. Very similar to many other animals. The ants get life. They know they need to gather and prepare when the seasons are fruitful. And again, this is a criticism of Solomon to the slacker. The sloth, it's a criticism to the sloth who never gathers and prepares for life. Who sees the opportunity to gather and prepare but does nothing. Doesn't do anything. They end up running around the panic when the season is over because they didn't act wisely during the fruitful seasons. Maybe they're the ant that's begging off the other ants, give me some of your crumbs or whatever they got. Verses 9 to 11 of Proverbs 6. How long will you stay in bed, you slacker? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of arms to rest, and your poverty will come like a robber, your need like a bandit. See, when we sit around, we can just visualize this guy in bed dreaming about great things. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Oh, that's better, I think. Big dreams and sitting around, loafing around. No desire to work for them. Proverbs tells us that we live like a fool and a slacker if we like that. Endless talk about dreams will get you nowhere. We read that at the beginning. It doesn't bring you any closer to achieving it. You know, a lot of times we have this sort of wishful thinking. I recently heard a really cool saying. A goal without a plan is simply a wish. We wish for a lot of things, but we don't actually put in the hard work that's required. Wisdom and planning is required. Observe the ants. They are wise workers. They're certainly smarter than that person who sleeps all day. You know, the type dreaming about having wealth, dreaming about having comfort, yet doing nothing. All talk and no action. They don't have the ability to even get out of bed. They dream away and think about all these grand things of nothing. And they have nothing to show for it. And they can't even manage the simple things in life, let alone manage the great things. But the ants, they know exactly what they need to do. They have a plan and they get to work. And this idea and principle can apply to many areas of our life. If the ants know exactly what to do, and they have no rule and leader, how much should we be able to do if we have Jesus as our King? How could we be a slacker if we have Jesus as our King? Not just in work and living, but in our growth and maturity as believers. Some people are busy, busy, busy all the time, getting distracted with everything. And it's a bit like their life is eating soup with a fork. They seem to be busy and achieving very little. We work hard and we gather. But we must be prepared for the seasons ahead. We don't plan to gather. If we don't plan to gather enough, we will not see through the winters. Wherefore the ant, they have no harvest and they have nothing to gather, and therefore they starve. Surely if Jesus is our King, we know the seasons of our life clearly. Time to save, time to spend, time to give wisely. We are able to gather and prepare so much better than the ants. How sad it would be if an ant could run our bank accounts better than we could. Think about the ants as they gather and prepare for their natural seasons. They have a stack of food in their ant hole. A stack of food. And they have the resources there to feed them through winter. And they're creatures that are well prepared for what's coming. But what they need is self-control. And it's self-control. The ants are wise to know that if they don't have self-control, they will starve. If they indulge, they will starve. Think about our life. We can work hard. But if we're not self-controlled and prepared for the natural seasons ahead, we will look foolish. Then the ants will be wiser than us, and they don't even have a ruler. I think that's what Solomon's trying to tell us. They're always thinking ahead to the season to come. Imagine an ant running around asking other ants for food because he'd eaten all his share. The ants would say, "You know the winter's coming. What are you doing acting like a fool with nothing left?" Imagine if we worked hard and used up all our money just indulging in life because we lack self-control. That's a lure, isn't it? So we got all the credit cards and everything today. They lure us in to live beyond our means. We can learn from the ants and become wiser than them. I think about farmers. I thought about Joash's family and the Owers. And I thought they need to live very self-controlled lives, especially when you only get paid a few times of income a year. And that's how ants live. They have to live in their seasons. Now, there's a caution here. Proverbs is written to the general conditions of life, okay? There are times of drought. There are times of flood. There are times of disaster. You can work hard and gather and prepare only to see it all wiped out. No different than an ant wiped out in a flood. That's the reality of life. Proverbs is writing to us in that reality. It's not making this an absolute. There's a reality of poverty. There's a reality of losing your job. You may have the heart, desire and ability to work, but you can't find work. You may not have the ability to work and want to work. They're all things that Proverbs sort of doesn't mention because it's speaking to the general concepts of life. There are exceptions to this. Proverbs is not trying to present a trouble-free life, nor is Proverbs trying to give us a direct command. It's simply how to live wisely. For example, how it's not giving a command. It's not sinful if you have an inadequate super fund at retirement. It's not sinful, it's just unwise. It's just what Proverbs is speaking to, the wisdom of life. They wouldn't have had superannuation then anyway. Proverbs is addressing the capable, lazy person for not taking action in the natural seasons of life. So point two, we should be wiser than the ants. We should know when to gather and prepare for our seasons ahead. But I think there's something more serious than all this. When we think about all those natural things that Proverbs is speaking to, there's also a spiritual thing. That's our last point. We need to be prepared for the spiritual seasons of life. As we read Proverbs and become wiser than the ants, we need to have in our mind the spiritual seasons of life. Because the natural seasons of life will come to an end. But the spiritual seasons go beyond this natural world. As we read Proverbs, we need to be thinking of a harsher spiritual season to come. A season far more devastating than a natural winter with no harvest. There is the harsh reality of a season of judgment to come. But the good news is that Jesus tells us about another season. Right now we are in that spiritual season of the gospel, which is repentance and faith. It's like the summertime. We can get prepared through Christ. The season of fruitfulness. This is good news. This is the good news season because we can come back to God because of Jesus. John 3:16, I know it's a very famous passage, but I'm going to read it right through to 21. John 3:16 to 21. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love darkness rather than light because of their evil works. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. You see, Jesus tells us that without believing in him, we face a season of judgment to come. If our life doesn't have Jesus, then we face a season, a harsh season, unprepared. Just like the winter, this season is miserable and darkness. And so we need to be prepared now for the season to come. We can't afford to be lazy or slack and ignore Jesus' warning of the season to come. The way to avoid the season is in Jesus himself. He offers us that eternal season of life with him. And it starts today. It starts with being wiser than the ants and having Jesus as our king. It's an understanding that Jesus was no slacker for us, that Jesus knew the season of judgment to come. And in love, Jesus went and died for your sin to make you right standing with God for the season to come, a blessed season. And Jesus gathers people to himself and he prepares it all for us. He's like that ant who's gone and prepared everything. So that through him, we can have eternal life and be prepared for the season of judgment to come. Without Jesus, you are walking in a season of darkness. You're walking in the season without God and without hope. But when we respond by trusting in Jesus, believing that his death has dealt with your sin, we are rescued from that season. We are rescued from that darkness and planted into a new season of hope and light in him. If we already have Jesus King, then we can be thankful, because in Jesus we have been rescued and brought into that season. The good news is, because we have trusted in Jesus, we will never experience a season of darkness and judgment. That is the great news of the gospel. We too can be wiser than the ants by trusting in Jesus and preparing for the season ahead. By turning away from our spiritual laziness and recognizing Jesus and recognizing the season we're in. By turning to Jesus as King and trusting his promise that he will bring a season of light. And being wise in committing ourselves to him. See, we have Jesus King, so we can live knowing we are prepared for every season ahead. In Jesus, we have our treasure in heaven, and we can live not fearing the seasons of darkness to come. With Jesus, we can be much more self-controlled than the ants. If we have Jesus as King, we are more self-controlled in our lives. And sometimes we may feel like that's beyond us, but we have Jesus on our side. We have the Holy Spirit. That is, God puts himself inside of us to help us, to grow us. Under Jesus, we have security for every season ahead. Because of Jesus, his work on the cross has secured our life as a child of God. Through Jesus, his work, we have been forgiven of sin. All the wrongs we've done in every season of our life can be forgiven. And the wrong heart, the wrong attitude towards God, our Creator, can be forgiven. And we can have a new season, a new start. Every wrong thought and word we've had towards someone else, what we've done, can be forgiven in Christ, and a new start, a new season. The work of Jesus has redeemed us from our wrong and made us right with God. And in all this, we see the love of Jesus, don't we? We see the love of God, that he would prepare a place for us, even though we don't deserve it. That's what's so amazing about grace. God does all this when we don't deserve it. If it wasn't for Jesus, we'd face a season of judgment. If it wasn't for Jesus, we'd experience eternal season of darkness, being away from God's blessing. And that's a place that Jesus calls hell. And that's a place that Jesus describes as utter darkness. As a place where the complete opposite of God is, where the light of God, the light of Jesus, it doesn't exist. But the good news is that we have a God who plans ahead on our behalf. And we have Jesus who has worked hard and has prepared us for the season ahead, who gathers us, his people, and prepares us for the good season. See, if we want to look at Proverbs, Jesus is the ultimate worker, isn't he? He was obedient to the cross. Jesus was committed. He has committed himself to work and save us through his willingness to die in our place. And he did this out of blood, sweat, and tears. Jesus didn't do a half job, a shabby job, a slack job. He was not lazy towards our salvation. Jesus did it all out of love for us and grace. So in 2020, let's be wiser than the ants as we hear Jesus speak. Let's be wise and know the seasons we are in today. But let's be wiser and be well prepared in Jesus for the seasons that are ahead. Let's also be wiser than the ant and not be slack and lazy. If Jesus is our King, then we can do so much more than them. We can work harder. For him, we can work hard in our jobs, our home, within the church. We have many areas we cannot be a slacker. At the beginning, I mentioned about knowing the seasons of your life, knowing the seasons you're in. Where's Jesus today in your season of life? Are you prepared and excited in your current season for the next season to come? Or are you unprepared? Are you anxious, worried, nervous about the season to come? Jesus, through Proverbs, calls us today to plan ahead and make the wise choices. Having Jesus as your King is the wisest choice today. So this year, let's live wiser than ants under Jesus, our King. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your words in Proverbs. Thank you so much for your wisdom But Lord, ultimately, thank you for Jesus. That as we look at any aspect of your word, Lord, we see Jesus in it. And we thank you for that, Lord. That Jesus is the ultimate worker for us, who has prepared everything for us. And he calls us to trust him. So Lord, thank you for that wonderful blessing to take us out of the season we're in, a season of darkness, and take us into the light. We thank you, Almighty God, that your grace is sufficient. Your grace is good. Lord, help us to be wiser than the ants in 2020, we pray. Through Christ our Saviour. Amen. Is there any questions? I thought it's a bit of an unusual topic, a bit of an unusual sermon. So is there any questions in regards to the sermon today? Amen to it all? All good? Very good. Well, all enjoy a cup of coffee and some extended fellowship time. Encourage each other. God bless. Travis.